A new Ferrari this week, a preview of the new GTC4 Lusso in Sydney, Ferrari's latest interpretation of a four-seater, replacing the four-wheel drive FF model. I personally didn't like the FF when I drove it. To me, it looked heavy in the rear visually, and it also felt heavy on road. The GTC4 Lusso, however, is styled in-house, has a more appealing lower roofline, and looks lighter and more agile. On sale here early next year, it'll carry a price tag of $578,888. In addition to four-wheel drive, it also gains four-wheel steer, which should make it doubly agile, especially in snow and wet conditions. The interior is simply stunning, superbly crafted, and a high point, so too the burgundy metallic on the preview model. The 6.3-litre V12 engine and 7-speed automatic with shift paddles carries over, but further developed to 507 kilowatts of output at 8,000 revs. I marvel at the following Ferrari has in this country. The mark is revered by many enthusiasts who can afford the luxury of the Prancing Horse label, and according to Herb Appleroth, the local company's CEO, demand at the top end of the car market is particularly strong this year. I took my eldest grandson for his 12th birthday to the new Gosford Classic Car Museum last weekend. No guessing what cars he and his best mate were drawn to. Ferrari, of course, more especially the LaFerrari, the only one in Australia. I'm David Berthon.